The historic colonial capital of Antigua in central Guatemala is one of that country's top tourist attractions, full of well-preserved ruins and Spanish-era architecture amid volcanoes and green hills. Almost 50 years ago, it was designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site, but as Maria Martin reports, its growing popularity and development are threatening what makes it so special.
A traditional marimba band plays in Antigua's historic Parque Central, its central square, jammed today with vendors and visitors to this colonial city.
It's magical. The architecture is fabulous. It was frozen in time in the 1700s when they moved the capital to Guatemala City. And out of poverty, squatters came in the 1800s.
Author Elizabeth Bell came to Antigua when she was a young girl. In books, she's written about its history.
I remember the conservator of the time of the city saying Antigua's going to become a tourist attraction. And we all looked at him and thought he was crazy. Who would want a bunch of ruined houses, ruined churches, ruined everything? The city was virtually worthless.
That's no longer the case. Now construction is everywhere.
Un centro comercial en un lugar que no está apto para recibir un centro comercial.
Concerned neighbors Sula Sunum and Vicky Papa take me on a tour of all the new development.
Las 200 casas en Los Apóstoles.
At least 17 new construction projects are currently in process in and around Antigua, not only gated communities, but also shopping centers and megachurches. And there are questions as to whether these new developments meet the standards for historical preservation and planning. This is a topic that concerns all the neighbors here, says Papa. What worries us, she says, even more than that this is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is just how all this will change the quality of life for those who live here. The current conservation law is vague, and a lot of new developments fall into gray areas. That's part of the problem, says architect Javier Quiñones, who was recently appointed to head up the National Council for the Preservation of Antigua.
Esa ausencia de ese documento macro que piense en ese desarrollo integral.
It's the absence of a planning document that focuses on holistic development of the Antigua area that's damaging this city. Now, no one knows what can or can't be built, and whether preservation only applies to buildings or also to the green belt around Antigua.
No hay un solo sitio que no tiene problemas.
The controversy recently brought UNESCO's World Heritage representative Francisco Vidargas to Antigua. Vidargas says everyone, from Guatemala's authorities to ordinary citizens, has a responsibility to preserve the city's historical heritage. He also admitted that of the more than 1,000 sites on UNESCO's World Heritage list, none is without its problems. Still, many of Antigua's citizens remain skeptical that Guatemalan politicians are acting in their city's best interests. But other residents remain hopeful that those who love the city will eventually come together to save it before it's too late. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.